Things have been pretty iffy for a lot of people lately with a pandemic, racial unrest, financial difficulties, and of course, a presidential race going on. This is Lisa Berry, but several creative forces in the local area are bringing new meaning to the word or the phrase iffy, which for them stands for Independent Film Festival Ypsilanti. First planned for April, it too was impacted by everything going on, but the show must go on, and in fact, it's coming up later this month in August. So we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU and in a special Zoom video, if you want to see this conversation, by IFFY founder and co-creator Martin Thoburn, who for radio listeners is waving. Hi, Martin. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And festival curator Hafsa Mijanyawa. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Hey, everybody.
So, Martin, take us back. How did this all begin?
So it started pretty much actually with the name IFFY. Donald Harrison is a good buddy of mine, and we talked about, hey, how can we bring more film arts and culture to Ypsilanti and southeastern Michigan in general? We're both filmmakers ourselves. And the term, Independent Film Festival IPSI just sort of popped into our head, and it was so good we had to do it. Last year, we kind of tested the waters by bringing the Ottawa Animation Film Festival to the Riverside Arts Center, and we had a sold-out show. So we realized there's an appetite in the community for animation and film arts and culture. And so we decided to go forward. And just like everything else that happened in the spring, we got derailed with COVID. We decided to wait out how things were going to play out, and now we're deciding to bring this great content to you in two forms. We had a drive-in movie happening on August 20th on Thursday. It's a free event right by the Ipsy Water Tower. There's a little drive-in parking lot there. You can go and watch movies. And then we've got two virtual screenings on Friday and then two more virtual screenings on Saturday. So both in person and virtual this year.
We'll get back to some of that in just a minute. I want to check in with Hafsa next. You're the curator. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what does it mean to be a curator of a independent film festival?
Yeah, for sure. I've been active in the Ann Arbor IPSI area as a visual and motion designer for almost 10 years now. And I'm also a filmmaker and film enthusiast. And recently I had the pleasure of being a first-time programmer for IFFY. And it was definitely a little bit of a learning curve for me. I kind of had to figure out what being a programmer was as I did it. And essentially, it's the process of almost creating a playlist, of excellent film, movies that have a bit of a theme and that potentially resonate with a certain niche or a certain audience. You have to do a bit of research. You go out, you look for movies. You investigate what, the good stuff is, and you choose what works best for the kind of program that you're intending to build. So it was really an excellent opportunity for me. I've been a huge fan of, art house movie theaters locally in the Ann Arbor and Detroit area. I'm a big moviegoer, so it was a huge pleasure to be able to do this for the first time.
When organizing this and putting this together, Martin, with Donald Harrison, who you mentioned, who do you envision attending or visiting or online now or going to the drive-in part? Who's your audience, I guess?
So when we initially conceived of it, IFFY, we really wanted to sort of target southeastern Michigan, like a very regional focus. So we do have a regional program and a real emphasis on local work, but we also are showing lots of international work. And now that we're online, those boundaries don't really matter. You don't have to come to IPSY anymore, except for the drive-in, obviously, to experience it. So anybody can attend. It's pay what you can, donation-based to various local charities and nonprofits. It's totally open and accessible. And our audience ranges from creatives and artists to just film enthusiasts or people who are curious and want to see something new. Everything we show are short films. We don't have any features in our program. So it's going to be a variety pack of a lot of different content. If you don't like something, the next thing might float your boat and experience a lot of new and interesting work.
Tell us what that's going to look like. We're in a pandemic. You're watching a film festival online. Do you expect people to be gathered around their computers, or can they transfer it to their TV, or what's that going to look like?
They absolutely can transfer it to their TV. So it is a live stream. We don't have the rights to do on demand for this film work. So it's a one and done. It's very similar to sitting down in a theater and the show starts at 7 o'clock. If you're not in your seat, you're going to miss it. And once the stream is done, it's done. And that's just because of a logistical and rights issue that we can't have it be on demand. However, yes, you can totally watch it. There's streams. If you have a Roku or an Apple TV, you can pick up those streams on those devices and watch it on the big screen with a nice sound system if you have one, or you can be hunkered on your iPhone in a closet if you want. You can be anywhere you can get an internet connection and a phone that connect to a live stream, you can watch it.
I wouldn't exactly call myself a movie buff or a film buff, but I do miss the movie. So I think there's that aspect. And I'm excited about the drive-in event. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's right. So that's a partnership with the IPSI DDA. This is their second drive-in they're hosting, and we're partnering with them to bring our Midwest product showcase. So that is all of our regional work. So we've got dozens of short films playing at the water tower. They're going to, I think, set up a large screen there, and you will tune in with your radio like old time. I mean, younger generations may not remember this, but this was actually an American classic tradition, the drive-in movie. If you could enjoy from the comfort of your car. And it's kind of perfect as a pandemic revival.
Right. It's socially distanced. Everyone stays healthy, right?
Exactly.
You're in your own private airspace. And you know what? If it's first come, first serve, limited parking, but there's no reason why you can't just show up on the lawn with the boombox and watch from the lawn. And assuming you're also practicing social distancing, anyone with a radio can tune in. I know those are kind of rare, the old analog radios, but everyone's got one in their car.
And Hasta said, wear your mask, right?
That's right. If you're getting close, yep.
What part of IFFY are you most excited about, Hasta?
Really, all of it. I'm really pumped for the drive-in. I'm excited to see, the Midwest program of shorts. There's so many little pieces to it that I think really complement each other as an entire program. So I'm just excited to see, kind of the reception to it and hopefully the way that people can have a little bit of escapism during these confusing times.
Hasa, it'd be great if you could tell a little bit about the program that you're curated and what your sort of intentions behind that was, because I think that's a really interesting program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So my program is called Skin Sound Synth, and it is a showcase of 9 short films that explore culture and identity from the perspective of experimental narrative, futurism, and science fiction. And the program evolved somewhat during the course of curating it. Originally, I set out somewhat ambitiously to have a program of entirely genre pieces produced by women, because I'm very passionate about the representation of women creators in the genre fiction realm. And as I went down, kind of a rabbit hole of discovering so many different creators who are not just women of color, but also people of color, indigenous storytellers, I decided to make the program more celebratory and really showcase the unique vision of filmmakers who don't necessarily show up in the mainstream as much as they should.
And you'll have 7 different films as part of that, did you say?
That's 9 short films.
9 short films.
Correct.
How do you even go about finding those? Is a lot of research involved?
A lot of research is involved, looking at, trying to figure out what kind of film that I'm trying to show and looking for films from other film festivals and independent filmmakers that kind of fit into those particular themes that I was looking at. Just really going down a rabbit hole. Once you find one interesting filmmaker who has, made something kind of similar to the vibe that you're trying to showcase, others kind of pop up. So it really is, it's just a lot of research, a lot of Googling, a lot of watching movies, which is excellent.
Will it make us laugh or cry or both?
Both, I would say. It might make you laugh, might weird you out a little bit, but in a good way.
Oh, good. We need more of that.
Yes.
In what way? What way would it weird us out more?
I would say a good, like a warm weird, if that's
okay. We'll take
imagine
that.
A warm weird. Yes.
That's the name of my life story. So.
Exactly. Same.
Can you name a film or two that's included just to give us a little taste?
Sure. So we've actually got a really cool film called Two Parts Black by a filmmaker named Cleon Airey from the USA. It's described as an imperfect attempt to depict the two worlds that he navigates, the world his family has created for him and the world that exists beyond his mother's door. And I mean, it's a very experimental film that really kind of celebrates just the beauty of, Black bodies and their experiences and their cultures. It's a very, again, kind of a warm weird. And then we have another film that I'm really excited to showcase, which is called Black to Techno by Jen Giroux. And it delves into the origins of the genre the techno genre in Detroit, and kind of draws parallels between the machine-like production lines of the city's manufacturing heritage, as well as the roots of black music. Mm. And it's a beautiful kind of sonic visual experience that I think people will really enjoy.
All right. And Martin, what are you most excited about?
I'm just excited to bring people together and to experience this, right? To me, this was always about sort of the local film, you know, film carts culture and bringing that to the community here. And so the fact that we can still do that with the drive-in, I think is what I'm most excited about, is finding a way to do something in person, even when that's very challenging. And that, I think, is probably what I'm the most excited about, is having some in-person element. I've seen all the programs myself, so it won't be a surprise to me, but I'm excited to share that element of surprise with everyone else.
It is IFFY, the Independent Film Festival, Ypsilanti. It begins on Thursday, August 20th, with a drive-in, continues Friday and Saturday. And we'll put a link to all of that on our website, wemu.org, along with this interview and the video. And you'll see I have a face for radio. But I'm always open to new ideas. And it's so grateful for you to share this information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much.